advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happy hour style, 844-967-2789. That's the number you need to call us and be a part. Air your grievances here. And Dom, I know we talked about the Supreme Court decision, the state of Wisconsin, to overturn the use of ballot drop boxes. It seems illogical. I don't know how we're going to banter about, you know, like, what's the right side of this decision? It's just asinine. It's making it harder for people to vote. But I did see this little missive coming over from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office. Senators Johnson and Grassley, you know, the old guy from Iowa, to AG Merrick Garland, Director Ray, and the U.S. Attorney Weiss, Hunter Biden's apparent criminal behavior must be thoroughly investigated. Now, Dom, I saw you tweeting on this very subject earlier today. Yes, they are talking about the alleged paying of the escorts by Hunter Biden.
And I don't have the sound. I didn't get over to Evan in time today. But yes, there's literally, as we tweeted out on our Twitter feed at Devil Radio, make sure you check it out, retweeted Ron Johnson specifically stammering and stuttering about Hunter Biden and his pain for the escorts and the sex operation. I mean, he's just all over the place trying and you know, saying all this QAnon stuff. And it struck me that when we interviewed, and we've interviewed Ron Johnson many times, and one particular time was right around the time that was known that President Trump paid off Stormy Daniels. And we asked,
you mean the porn star that he allegedly raw-dogged that looks a lot like his daughter Ivanka?
Yes, Stormy Daniels? We've seen the signed checks. So if you believe Trump, he paid to not have sex with Stormy Daniels. But of course, that's not the big deal. The issue was at the time the campaign violation. I was done to keep her quiet during a campaign. You can't do those kinds of things. And in fact, his fixer, Michael Cohen, went to jail for that. And Ron didn't want to touch that topic with a 10-foot pole on our show at the time. Oh, I see nothing. I know nothing. Remember, he pulled out. He's a Sergeant Schultz. He was all proud of it. Well, here he is, you know, just shouting it from the rooftops. Oh, Hunter Biden, sex with escorts, a sex operation, a sex scandal. Do you think that the subject matter hasn't changed? But the targets of those engaged in that behavior have. You think that had any play on why Ron's on it now?
Well, Ron's been a target of his own investigations of late, handing off the fraudulent electors to Pence, or at least endeavoring to do so. But here is the latest from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office. On Thursday, U.S. Senator Ron Rojo Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, ranking member of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, ranking member of the Senate Committee on the Judiciary, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Federal Bureau of Investigation FBI Director Christopher Wray, and United States Attorney for the District of Delaware, because that's where Hunter Biden was living, right? David Weiss, demanding a thorough investigation of Hunter Biden's potentially criminal behavior. When did senators become law enforcement officers?
Well, I mean, come on, man. Everyone has the potential to engage in criminal behavior. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, he literally used potential crimes when he was going on his little rant the other day. So they're always trying to qualify. Oh, there's potentially. Yeah, no doubt. And I've got to tell you, Ron Johnson, I'm not clear that I'd be sticking my hand up trying to get attention of the FBI and Merrick Garland, since you were the one engaged in trying to what? Hustle some fraudulent electors to Pence. You might want to keep your head down on these issues, son.
Well, specifically, they're quoting the Washington Examiner that published Hunter Biden's text messages apparently showing him discussing payment for escorts associated with the company, which at one time had locations in Russia and Ukraine. Well, they've got him dead to rights then, Tom. In 2020, based on records in their possession, the senators reported, and here's the quote from Rojo and Grassley, Hunter Biden paid non-resident women in the United States who are citizens of Russia in Ukraine, and that some transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. You think they're really worried about the victims?
What appears to be and potentially... You see what I'm saying, man? Yeah, it appears to be and potentially could be all sorts of things.
Well, there's more. There's more, Tom.
But wait, there's more.
In the letter to the Department of Justice and the FBI, the Sanders wrote, rather than take these disturbing revelations seriously, the partisan press quickly rushed to dispel any notion of potential wrongdoing connected to Hunter Biden. The Sanders added, these findings of potentially criminal behavior must be thoroughly investigated. You know, like you investigated the Stormy thing, right? Thoroughly investigated by law enforcement entities according to the highest ethical standards. Yet, due to your agency's continued failure to provide Congress with answers to legitimate oversight questions, like everyone trying to stonewall the J6 committee. But anyways,
you know, legitimate oversight question is the fact that your guy, Donald Trump, paid off Stormy Daniels, there's payment for sex, actually not for sex, to shut her up during a campaign. How was that? And when addressing that, he gave me the eye, I know nothing. And now it's imperative we get to the bottom of the Hunter Biden paid escort issue.
Yet, due to your agency's continued failure to provide Congress with answers to its legitimate oversight questions, we have serious concerns about your review of this matter, as well as the ongoing Hunter Biden criminal case. If you keep saying it, does it make it true? Is that the thing? Let's keep putting it out there. It
will understanding, him. Isn't there a DOJ investigation ongoing into Hunter Biden? I believe that's accurate.
Well, here is what they say. In finality of this little press missive, you know, to let us know that they're trying to hold Merrick Garland's feet to
the fire. They're on the case.
As a result of the DOJ's failure to be transparent with Congress about taking necessary steps to avoid conflicts with respect to Hunter Biden's criminal case, the Sanders Act asked, what is the Justice Department trying to hide from Congress and the American people? Unironically, they ask, right?
Oh, yep. I mean, these are the, you know, these are the gaslight kings, man. I mean, let's just put it that way. I mean, it's just what it is. You know, when it's their folks, no big deal, nothing to see.
You know what their source is, though? I mean, really.
The Washington Examiner.
The Washington Examiner
piece. Well, I mean, if they got copies of if they're publishing claimed text messages from Hunter Biden, I mean, I don't know if that's their case. I mean, presumably it's accurate.
Do you think they're as inquisitive about the, you know, reported and printed text messages from Matt Gaetz, Venmo, and the college girls? You know what I'm saying? The tuition party money.
Yeah, the underage sex trafficking right here in the states of American citizens, 17 years old at the time, which his wingman is now cooperating with Justice Department officials on. You mean that issue? That, nothing to say about Matt Gaetz, but, you know, an actually elected official. But, hell, Hunter Biden, you got to stay focused on the opposition. See, that's really what it's all about.
And they're called projecting. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you call us to talk about Hunter Biden's emails.
Hey, Paulie.
Not really, but maybe Jonathan wants to be on the VP Trump this time around. Trump Johnson, I don't know.
Rojo, you think Rojo's angling for a VP slot? Well...
Absolutely. That's where he's going for. And, hey, I'm going to... Happy Friday, by the way. I got to have a quick grievance here, and that's the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They laid gerrymandering down on me, and now you can't even have drop boxes. I mean, how much worse can it get with these people? Hey, just please go out and vote in the April election. When's the election crudian down for the next Supreme Court justice?
April of 2023. Paul, that is the determinant. I'm sorry, but you don't have a great phone line today. But the determinant election in the state of Wisconsin will be in April of 2023. There'll be a February primary, and I believe it's Everett Mitchell right now that has declared, and he would be deemed a liberal, I guess. And then I'm gonna hold my breath and try on this one. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, or which, I forget which. Janet Protasiewicz. I've been trying really hard to get her name properly. Judge Janet. And she was introduced to me by Justice Rebecca Dallet. So she keeps pretty good company. And she liked Judge Janet quite a bit. She knew how to say the name better than I. Right. And those two are in from quote-unquote the liberal side. And then right now it looks like Dan Kelly, the former Walker appointee to the Supreme Court, tried to make him an incumbent, and he got his ass handed to him. You recall that guy, Dan Kelly? Mm-hmm. All indications are he's running as a conservative. So you're going to have a primary because they don't actually line them up as Dems and Republicans. It's the top two vote getters. So you'll have a primary in February about the second Tuesday in February? And then you'll have the spring election poll, and the April 2023 spring election will be determinant possibly for the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Because right now it's 4-3, and you know, you can say, you can commend the judicial independence of Brian Hagedorn. I mean, today he really swung with the two rulings. The ruling he was with the conservatives on is that ballot boxes are illegal, which is ridiculous, but he ruled with the big lie conservative branch of the court. And then he turned around and strangely, because it kind of contradicts a prior ruling of the same court, he said that Dane County public health officials do not need the reinforcement of elected officials to put a mask mandate in place. So the very same conservative former Scott Walker attorney that was a Supreme Court elected by about 5,600 votes. It was a very narrow margin. Every election comes down to a flip of a coin in the state of Wisconsin. But he has shown a little judicial independence. But, you know, ultimately on the partisan stuff, he's still a Republican, man. And we need, you know, 4-3. And then, you know, occasionally Hagedorn can join the liberals and make it a 5-2 majority. Right, wouldn't that be swell?
That would be swell.
So April 2023, you know, we got to get through the August 9th primary. We got to pick a Democratic senatorial choice to oppose Ron Johnson. And I see our boy Mandela raised $2.1 million in the quarter. I haven't seen the other guys out there, you know, letting out their fundraising numbers. So that means either Mandela exceeded the other candidates in the race, which is very likely. $2.1 million in that crowded field, that's a lot of jing. Or the multimillionaire self-funding candidates are trying to peg how much money they needed to put in their own campaigns.
Liquidate some assets to throw it into their campaign.
Call the broker. Right. Sell, sell, sell.
Wait, buy, buy, buy.
I forget which it is. But anyways, I would think by this afternoon, we're going to see more of the second quarter fundraising numbers come out. Mandela sort of set the benchmark, $2.1 million in a three-month period. That's a lot of jing.
That's a lot of money. And he's not self-funding.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
844-967-2789. No, we only got like a minute left in this. All right, callers, be patient. We will come back to you. Crudy, I appreciate you laying out the timeline and laying out the math just like President Biden did today. Quick update along the news feeds. Elon Musk apparently backing out of the Twitter deal? Question mark?
He's got a couple more mouths to feed with the executive down at Tesla, right? I thought he was a married man. Those libertarians, they're very
I don't think it was Tesla. I think it was like it was some other division, artificial intelligence or something along those lines. But
oh, so she works in the other division. Yeah. So when the richest man on earth and the owner of the company has sex with her, I'm sure
that's, you know, nine kids, I think it's being reported now. Nine, N-I-N-E, nine. Oh. They can afford it, I guess.
Makes it tough on names. They got strange names over there, like Dominic. Come back, more devils.
The staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.